Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Today's personal development topic is actually inspired by my 2-hour live cast that I did on calm striving. How do you strive in a more calm and a peaceful way? How do you be productive but also be centered and peaceful as you are still trying to achieve great things? I did a 2-hour session on that. It will be available for pro members in the Growth Day app. So if you're not yet a pro member, upgrade to pro to be able to receive that 2-hour seminar on calm striving and productivity, and also access to all of our teachers and trainers' live sessions throughout this year, where we took on huge topics of emotional intelligence or productivity or, you know, handling difficult situations in relationships. It's been an incredible journey going live with you all. But one of my favorite parts of going live is the chat. And I just always get inspiration from the chat. You know, I think so many people live their lives just trying to model other people all the time or mirror them, just trying to be like their parents or be like their peers or be like their teacher said they should. And so they've never actually had that freedom of expression to determine who they really are. They've always been trying to fit in the mold or the identity of or the role in which they've been assigned or been told or been labeled. And so they're living a life more as a copy of someone else's expectations versus the original authentic soul that they are. And sometimes personal development is the gateway to realizing that. You know, my favorite part of self-improvement is that it makes us test our assumptions, makes us be more intentional about our identity and how we're behaving in the world. And I love this question of, well, how original are you being in the world? Is who is showing up authentic and vibrant and spontaneous and free of expression in that moment? Or is it sort of you're always operating on the rules and expectations of other people from your past? And I know that's such a basic question, but it's truly powerful when you think about it. I was asked specifically more about content originality, but I think my answer would apply at a broader level too. So here's how I would think about originality. I think first and foremost, when I have to come up with content, I sit down with a blank piece of paper and I write out the topic and then I write out 10 points. And I just try from my mind, from my immediate spontaneous, just brainstorming state of mind, just write out as many kind of takeaways or ideas or topics or strategies or habits that I can. So I just think, okay, what's the topic? What lessons have I learned? And I just brainstorm those out. Some of those lessons are just things people have said to me. Some of those lessons are experiences I've had. Some of those lessons are just something I'm summarizing in my head. Some of those lessons are strategies, tools, tactics, habits. But really, if you think about it, it's just a capture session. If you're going to live an authentic, vibrant, original life, well, that can also begin today by going into your journal and asking yourself, well, what makes me original? And capturing your uniqueness. Maybe it's your unique values, your unique beliefs, your unique way of viewing yourself, others, or the world. Maybe it's a unique way that you believe your personality is structured, or a unique way in which you want to live your life. I think just capturing is the first step. Just in a spontaneous moment, in a spontaneous session, just writing down. Second, I think it's important to do research. You know, I really believe that so much of what people underestimate about growth they or don't know is how much almost every tool,
every strategy and everything you'll find here in Growth Day was built upon some type of research-backed approach. Something informed the building of our approach and our courses and our teaching. For example, if you read High Performance Habits, my book, you'll see how that a lot of that research there from the High Performance Institute and what we did with university researchers from University of Pennsylvania and UC Santa Barbara really helped inform our approach to personal development psychology. And so I really believe taking the time to research is important for content, but that's the same thing for your identity. What do you mean by that? Well, your exploration here of researching topics of personal development or self-improvement, your exploration out there of researching topics in psychology, the research that you do from reading, whether it's a self-help book, a sociology book, a behavioral economics book, a leadership book, a business book, your work and listening to all those podcasts, that's all gathering, isn't it? That's all some type of research. And many people don't have a disciplined approach to that. And so what ends up happening is most of what they're doing is just operating from guesses or intuition. And so often they're reinventing the wheel. Or so often they're lacking the ability to have perspective of their own issues or their own challenges. And for me personally, by spending a lot of time in my 20s realizing I was unhappy, and yet also complementing that with researching about how to be happier, researching about my own psychology, taking assessments, using tools and tracking, using very many of the similar concepts that you have in Growth Day here, but old school, I was able to start to understand myself from a broader perspective. That's really the benefit of research, is as you look into things or you try and test things, suddenly you discover new ways of perceiving yourself. And as you discover how you stack up or what is unique about you, of course it's easier to now understand oneself and live a more authentic life. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. Number three is all about prioritization. Okay, I've captured 10 points. Okay, I've read a bunch of books or listened to a bunch of podcasts or interviewed a bunch of experts. Okay, now what? Now it's my job to synthesize all of that information and ask, okay, what's missing here? And how would I prioritize what's left? And so in content creation, it's about creating a framework and asking, does this framework generally encompass most aspects of this particular topic? So for example, with High Performance Habits, man, there could be, what, hundreds of more habits, right? But what we did is we had that list of all the habits from my capturing of it, but then deep research on the topic. And we had literally hundreds of habits. And we had to then synthesize and prioritize which of those habits mattered the most. Now, obviously, that's more of a research-backed approach to find correlations. But in our own life, we can say, okay, I know this to be true about myself, because isn't it true yourself has lots of different dimensions in that you're a little different around your family, and maybe you're a little different around friends, and maybe you're a little slightly different at work, and maybe you're different with your spouse, And maybe when you're with the kids, you're like that, that we have these different roles that we play. And in those roles, sometimes we express a different part of ourselves. Well, sometimes in discerning what our authentic life really is about, we take all those realities and we take everything we know about self-improvement, self-help, psychology, and we say, okay, what's most important to me? What would be the truest expression of who I am? If I had to narrow it down and prioritize what uniquely makes me come alive, what uniquely makes me happy, what uniquely makes me creative or joyful, what uniquely makes me a leader. You're trying to say, out of all the different dimensions or different attitudes or different ways of being, these ones matter the most to me, and I'm going to prioritize them. And I'm going to live those through consistent expression. Right? For example, I think of all the different dimensions of myself. Right? I'm a dork over here. I'm confident over there. I'm insecure in this spot. I'm doing, you know, you have all these different dimensions. I think of one thing, whole laundry list of how to describe, quote unquote, Brendon Burchard. I think of one of the things, joy is something that I prioritize. Joy is a sense for me of being authentic, and it's part of what makes me original. And I create a phrase around it, bring the joy. I'm going to bring the joy to situations. Well, there's lots of other things that I could describe myself as, but for me, I know I'm living authentic and I'm in my original essence when I am in joy. So I make sure I prioritize that by measuring that, by summoning that, by having that intention. You're not authentic or original until you've prioritized what unique expressions you want to experience. Think about that. You got to prioritize. What's most important to you? What's the way of being that is most original or authentic to you? There might be 10 or 12 things on that list, but maybe top two or three, those really make you come alive. Fourth idea, at least in content, is you have to be very consistent in the process in order to keep iterating and sculpting who you are, what your content is going to be as a creator. Well, that applies in psychology and personal development too. You have to be consistent in the process of having the intention to live an authentic life, but really showing up and doing the work. And what happens is it's like you sculpt away all of the noise and the nonsense, and you find the real beauty in who you are. It's just peeling away all of the other nonsense that we have learned, letting go of some of those labels and baggage. It's showing up every day and trying to be uniquely ourselves in a world that is struggling and fighting to make us copies. That as we realize, oh, when I'm authentic and free-flowing and spontaneous in the moment, the more that's actually happening to me, the more I'm actually being me. But you have to will that. You have to summon that. You have to show up for that every day. Just like if you want to create content, you do it more consistently. It gets better. You iterate. And over a period of time, people think, oh my gosh, you're so wise. How do you come up with all these frameworks and all this content? And you're like, well, I just been doing it a long time, right? Expertise gathers in the content area. Well, guess what? Expertise gathers in knowing thyself as well. How does it gather? It gathers by you showing up and fighting to be uniquely you each day amid a world of distraction and comparison and judgment. You realize, oh, I do have to fight for who I am. I do have to set boundaries. I do have to express myself. I do have to share my real thoughts, my real feelings, my real ideas, my real needs, my real dreams with other people. And as I express those things more consistently and more often, I sculpt a more authentic character. I create that architecture inside that knows thyself. I gain expertise in knowing who I really am because I've showed up as who I feel I really am. I've been spontaneous and present and aware in the moment. I've been conscious of who I am so many times that I actually do know who I am uniquely, authentically. And I know how to express that. And when I express that, I feel alive. Every day is a good day to remind ourselves of who we really want to be and who we really are. And so use your journal today. Go in and write about what does it mean to live an authentic or original life. Just capture, just brainstorm. Start this process today. I urge you, because this day can be that day that you start living more true to who you are and the best of who you are, not by accident, but by design. Because every day is a good day to design who we really are and to unleash that and to free that and to express that, because every day is a good day to grow. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before.
Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn, to earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.